I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. In Larry McMurtry's novel, The Last Picture Show, the loss of hope and purpose in a small Texas town is symbolized by the abandonment of its once popular movie house. Thanks to a project begun here 2 years ago by the state government, vintage theaters across New Mexico are receiving grants to help with much-needed restorations. The New Mexico Main Street's Historic Theater Initiative is led by the state's Economic Development Secretary, John Barella. Secretary Barella, why movie houses? What's important about a downtown movie theater?
These old movie houses, the old theaters, are, first of all, part of these smaller rural communities. They represent, for many people, generations of entertainment and really are a cornerstone to the cities or the little towns' quality of life. Mm-hmm. And they're just architectural gems, beautiful, beautiful old structures.
And part of the idea of this initiative is to maintain those architectural details.
We want to make sure that the architectural details remain true to form and remain authentic. You go into many of these old historic movie houses, and they have beautiful murals, gilded decorations, old lighting fixtures that are just reminiscent of many, many years that have gone by, but that had really entertained generations of local New Mexicans.
Were you able to visit any of these movie theaters before the renovations?
I was really inspired because I had visited a few of these movie houses. But as a child growing up in Las Cruces, you know, we used to go to these old historic theaters. As a matter of fact, my dad shined shoes in front of these old historic theaters in Las Cruces to earn a living. So it's what I mean by the multi-generational importance to New Mexicans these old theaters provide. You had people going on first dates. You had people that were, you know, going on their first movie ventures.
Right.
And it was quite a thing. But I have visited many of these theaters around the state and was inspired not only by my growing up, but seeing some of these theaters. I was very concerned, Spencer, that some of these theaters were in a very bad state of decay. Some have been razed over the years. Right. And I felt incumbent upon me to try to do what I can to save these wonderful structures.
And a lot of them were, in fact, abandoned and falling apart.
Most of the theaters that we have selected were abandoned or were empty for many, many years. And it was very, very important for us to do what we can to save these wonderful old buildings and really a piece of New Mexico history.
A lot of people are familiar with the Kimo in Albuquerque, the Lenzic Center in Santa Fe. These are vintage movie houses which were restored and they became performing arts centers. This program is really looking to maintain these vintage buildings as movie theaters.
Most of them will be used for movies, first-run movies. We're very proud of the fact that these theaters have been digitized. That's been one of our major contributions to these theaters because all of the Hollywood films, first-run films that are coming out now are all in digital format, no longer in film format. So we've purchased that digital projection equipment and sound equipment for these theaters. Some theaters will be used in a multi-purpose fashion. Some of them will be used for community centers, live performance space, town hall venues. That is something that also is important to these communities. It helps them use the space accordingly and one that accommodates the various needs of these local rural communities.
Now, unlike multiplexes, which most people frequent now to see films, these small, one movie at a time movie theaters are owned by the community and sometimes staffed by volunteers.
Yes, Spencer, for the most part, these old movie houses are owned by the local communities. They were once all in private hands, and as there was a decline in moviegoers in those areas, they were abandoned and purchased by local communities. But the local communities didn't have the funds here in New Mexico, because they, again, are small rural communities, to restore them in a way that was befitting of their residents.
You mentioned that the conversion to digital projection is an important part of what you do. What kind of other things do your funds help with?
Well, Spencer, we have two sources of funding for the state. One is a capital outlay initiative, and the other is our historic theater fund that we've set aside through our Local Economic Development Act. We are very flexible, but first and foremost, we have to make sure that the theaters account for the health and safety of the people who go. So we want to make sure that the structures are sound. Mm-hmm. So that very often is something we will do. We'll focus on structural maintenance or repairs, including HVAC systems, including plumbing, electrical systems that need to be brought up to code. And then we secondarily will then focus on other things like equipment, architectural restoration, and those types of things. But our goal is to have a 100% totally restored and functional movie theater or space for community meetings or any other sort of event that these local communities might want to have in those facilities.
What kind of impact are you seeing on these communities because of these movie theaters being operational now?
According to our figures, we project that 135,000 or so New Mexicans will be attending movies and other events in these first six restored theaters. What we've seen is a resurgence in retail in these downtown areas, small restaurants, burger places. We've seen bed and breakfasts pop up. We have seen people returning to these largely empty retail spaces because of this cornerstone initiative that we have to lure people back to these downtown streets. And it's been profound. The feedback I get from the local communities is how important this is. Even from a more fundamental standpoint, a couple sets of parents have told me that they feel much more safe now and comfortable so their kids don't have to drive 50, 60 miles, for example, to see a movie.
Right.
Just simple things like that that mean so much to these communities.
In rural communities, especially, people have to drive miles
to
see a film.
That's exactly right. One might say that movies are just simply a form of entertainment. And that's true. But there are people that go to first dates, fall in love, couples, have children, take their children to these theaters. It is a part of our community's history, a part of our architectural history, and a part of who we are.
Secretary of New Mexico's Economic Development Department, John Barella, heads the state's one-of-a-kind initiative to encourage community growth through the renovation of historic downtown movie houses. For details on the program, call New Mexico Main Street at 505-827-0168 or visit gonm.biz. Thanks so much for joining us.
Spencer, thank you. Enjoyed it very, very much.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.